Discounted admission for certain groups at specific times is nothing new in live theater. And there are still potential costs in the mixed blood program. For example, if you want to be sure that you will get a seat, there is a flat reservation fee of $15. But even after you pay that, you will line up with the others and take the best seat you can find once you walk in the door. And if you're willing to come without a reservation, there is no charge at all. Jack Ruhler, artistic director of Mixed Blood, came to see cutting the admission price to zero as an inevitable choice.
We had a pot of money to attract people that lived adjacent to us in Cedar Riverside. And we had a pot of money that was allowing us to offer discounted prices and create certain relationships with different disability communities. And we had a pot of money that said we could do better work within different Latino communities. And we had all these things, and we were starting to segregate our own audiences through these pots of money and through discounted programs and through all sorts of targeted marketing and relationship building work. So it's really just an expansion and extrapolation of things we were already doing that led us to radical hospitality.
While eliminating admission charges seems logical to Ruhler, it does drop a stone into the calm waters of the Twin Cities theater world. But how big are the ripples? I asked Star Tribune theater critic and fine arts writer Graydon Royce about his first reaction.
It was a great surprise. Just because it is such an unusual idea that someone was suggesting that we should just open the doors and let people in.
Steve Antonucci, executive director at Mixed Blood's neighboring theater on Minneapolis's West Bank, the Theater in the Round, recalls his reaction.
Astonishment. It's wonderful. And how did they do that? That is exactly in that order.
I contacted two other theater companies, the Guthrie and the Jungle, where administrators declined to comment on the new Mixed Blood ticket policy. But Royce thinks many in the mutually supportive theater community were a bit shocked at first and then took comfort in the belief that what makes sense for one organization does not necessarily apply to the others.
The theaters have very distinct audiences, and they have season ticket subscribers who have subscribed at those theaters for a particular reason. They like their aesthetic. They like the show that they put on. They like with actors. They like where you can park. They like where the restaurants are nearby. All those things go into the theater experience.
Graydon Royce of the Star Tribune. So if the people who come to plays at Mixed Blood won't pay anything to get in, who fills the gap? Foundations are asked to support theaters. Are they okay with the idea? The McKnight Foundation is a Mixed Blood funder, and Vicki Benson is McKnight's program director for the arts. She observed that foundation support is usually tied to a theater's mission rather than its ticket pricing, but that radical hospitality seems to make sense for Mixed Blood's mission.
These are very unusual times, and so organizations need to be thinking outside the box. And if part of thinking outside of the box is what Mixed Blood has done, and it works for the organizations, then I say bravo.
For now, other theaters will still charge you something, although Steve Antonucci at Theater in the Round says ticket prices are set very carefully.
The season package price, for example, we have not changed it for 6 years. So price is definitely one of the issues that we look at in terms of attendance. It's not the only one, but it is certainly one.
Antonucci identifies another trend that's currently influencing what theaters charge: the Groupon, Living Social, Deal of the Day style web coupons that demand steep discounts as part of a marketing incentive. And Graydon Royce says it's all part of an ongoing effort by theaters to get around the reluctance of audiences.
A lot of people have had bad experiences in the theater. They've gone to Shakespeare and it's long and something is happening that they don't quite understand, and that'll turn them off.
Ultimately, there is hope that a Mixed Blood theater with a free admission policy, presenting a series of thought-provoking and funny new plays this season that address issues of racism and discrimination against marginalized groups, will introduce brand new audiences to an art form that is hungry for fresh patronage. Jack Ruhler of Mixed Blood.
I hope that we can develop audiences of non-users and turn them into users of live theater that hopefully will benefit the other theaters. That means going to a live event is now on their radar of positive experiences, and maybe we'll get picked next.
For KFAI, I'm Dale Connolly.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.